There are some people who believe in ghosts, and there are some people who don't.
God, it knows I'm here.
Are you a ghost too?
There are no such things as ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghosts?
Call them what you like. Ghosts, spirits, haunts, phantoms. October is the time to share their stories. There are the classic scary stories we share over the campfire, and the surreal stories we share about our own encounters. Today is Zarco Guerrero. He's an artist in Phoenix who creates masks, including colorful skulls that are popular on the Day of the Dead holiday, which starts tomorrow. It's a time to invite the spirits of one's ancestors back to the world of the living. And for Guerrero, a connection with spirits started at a young age.
I grew up like a lot of people. I grew up attending church. I grew up Catholic with that worldview, a Catholic worldview of life and death. But at the same time, I was living a parallel experience with my father, who was an archaeologist here in the Valley. And he himself was somewhat obsessed with our indigenous past here in the Phoenix area. The house was full of artifacts, arrowheads, pottery shards, sometimes full pots, axe heads. Growing up, I actually saw graves of those indigenous people, of the Hohokam, and finding these magnificent little treasures. You know, an arrowhead that could be maybe 800, 1,000 years old. Who made that? How much time, how much care did they put into it? That gave me the feeling that this object that I was holding in my hand was infused with the life force of the person and the people who used these objects. So I think that's when I begin to develop this consciousness that the past is not the past. The past is still with us. The celebration of Dia de los Muertos is totally opposite the celebration of Halloween, even though they fall almost the same time of year. A lot of people get them both confused. I hear people say it's a Mexican Halloween. But Halloween is something that evokes fear. On the other hand, Dia de los Muertos, we build offerings or altars, as some people call them, to welcome the spirits of our ancestors back. We want to entice them to come back. And so we do that by creating a space in the home dedicated to that person or those people by making their favorite food. That could be their favorite drink. It could be a soda pop, or it could be a bottle of tequila, candles to light the way. And we talk about them. We mention their names. We recite poetry that they've written or anything that revolves around them. We bring those out into the open and we remember them. Juan Gabriel, for example, was a pop star in Mexico, but he was much more than that. Yes, he will be missed and grieved forever, but he'll never die because we have his music. And you can be sure that this year at Dia de los Muertos celebrations all over Mexico, all over the Southwest, you're going to be hearing the music of Juan Gabriel.
Abrázame que el tiempo es oro si tú estás conmigo. Abrázame fuerte, muy fuerte y más fuerte que nunca. Siempre abrázame.
The central image in the celebration of Dia de los Muertos is the smiling, highly decorated skull. We call it the calaca. When we put on the calaca mask, or if you paint your face in a calaca mask, you are being able to let go. We're letting go of our ego. We're letting go of our flesh. We're letting go of our pain. We're letting go of all those things that bind us to the earth. An important thing to remember about the celebration of death in the Mexican culture is the element of humor. The Day of the Dead skull is happy, it's vibrant, it's decorated. It gives us the opportunity to look death in the face, to smile back at death, and literally and metaphorically, we get to dance with death because at the festival we're surrounded by masked characters. When we accept death as an integral part of life, we think we're losing our fear of death, but really what we're losing is our fear of life, of living a full life.
Even the dead are rising up to dance. Hasta los muertos salen a bailar. Even the dead are rising up to dance. Hasta los muertos salen a bailar.